The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Angels, all things paranormal. This is Angel Talk.
Hi, friends. This is Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. And welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. We are in season two and pretty magical, mystical things are happening. And if you've been following the podcast every week, you know that I've been channeling the collective called Sarai. And weekly, they speak through me to answer questions about who they are. And soon, they hope to start answering questions about our evolution as a people. So we'll get into that in a little bit. But before we talk to Sarai today, I'd like to start by sharing a message from the angels. I'm always committed to working with the angelic realm. I am an earth angel myself. And if you're not familiar with that term, it means that the spirit part of me originated in the angelic realm. That's where I was created and where I spent the beginning of my time until at some point I began to incarnate into bodies. And that sometimes has been earth for me and sometimes it's been other places. I am very, very blessed to present myself as an earth angel to you, as your conduit or your helper between this existence that you have chosen and are creating with your beautiful thoughts and intentions and actions and words, and where you're going. And the angels and the ultra-terrestrial realm, your higher over-self, your ancestors on the other side, your family on the other side, they're all committed to helping you and therefore us, because we're all one. They're committed to helping us with our evolution. This is the new age of Aquarius, they're saying. We're moving into something that is new and different and yet familiar because it's who we are at our core. We're moving into an evolutionary time where we are coming together as a united people, a united consciousness, where before we had taught each other it was better to see the other, to be divided, to question, to doubt. And there was an overarching theme of fear and control. Now that that fear and control is being abolished, we don't need it anymore. We now have room for our true selves to shine brightly. Big and bold, let your freak flag fly. Technicolor, you get to be you, whatever that means to you. And as you grow into your authentic self, you're also helping the collective grow and be its authentic self, which is, as we know, pure love. Now, as a human, I know that this is a hard concept, this love deal, how to give and receive unconditional love seems easy in movies and such, but when putting it to practice, true unconditional love is a higher vibrational frequency, a higher goal than what is often attainable, it seems, in this realm. And yet we are able to do it. We are able to get there and we have glimpses of it. If you are an animal lover, you know that being with your animals, you feel that unconditional love. They are our examples from the angelic realm, our teachers of unconditional love. We have more teachers coming in these days. We have more angels incarnating into human form. Someone like me, you probably are listening to this thinking, I wonder if I'm an earth angel. Well, if you wonder, you probably are. We have a lot of star seeds, people who are created in different on different planets who are now incarnated into this earth to be the helpers. And the helping that we're doing is not the anonymous, quiet, peaceful help anymore. It is joyful and loud and messy because we're ready to shake things up. I work with Jesus sometimes. I really, really love talking to Jesus. And one of his examples is, think of what I did with Jewish law. I was raised in Jewish law, rules, rules, rules. And I broke them down not in disrespect, but broke them down so I could create a better way with you. Rules of love. Whatever was done, if it was based in love, it was correct. We're getting back to that, aren't we? All right, a message from the angels. First message I'm asked to share with you is timely in this holiday season. I know that somebody needs to hear this. Maybe a lot of us do. But you have permission to, the angels say, withhold your energy, reserve or self-preserve your energy when you're around your biological family. When you go back to your roots or the family that raised you, let's say that. When you go to them for the holidays, whether that's in person or over the phone or a Zoom call, or even if they are on the other side and your memories connect you to them, you have permission from the angels, from God, from your higher self. You have permission to self-preserve. You don't have to give them your all. Now, the angels say to me, they understand that you are loving and loyal, and you have been taught to turn the other cheek. Put your best foot forward. Be kind at all costs. Be the peacemaker. And they say, yes, we appreciate this about you, but we do not want you to be a sacrifice to this. And part of this new awakening is realizing that you, as a healer, you are not to get lost in the shuffle. And sometimes when we go home to our roots, they love us so much that they get stuck in the version of us that they think they know. But as we've developed, it's very hard for them to experience that development with us because it's our journey and not theirs. And here's the permission. You don't have to validate yourself to anybody. You don't. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't have to ask permission to be who you are. You show up and you be your badass self because that's who you're meant to be. Be strong. In a session today, Spirit said, learn how to be peace. Learn how to find peace in the middle of a tornado. Maybe your family of origin doesn't present itself as a tornado, but there is likely a lot of energy there. And if you can imagine yourself in the center of that energy that perhaps tornado, or that energy that's made up of all of your family members and whatever they're doing in their lives and how that energy swirls around, you're likely standing in the middle because you chose these people. You did. You signed up to be the person in their life and vice versa. You chose, you're in contract with these people so that as they grow, you grow. As you grow, hopefully they grow. But it doesn't mean that you have to open up your soul and let them pour in. You remain you, complete and perfect and beautiful. You find your peace when everything around you is swirling. You are peace. And that simply, the angels say, is a choice. Choose peace. This week, you finally get to meet my dear friend, Allie. And we met last night, actually, to channel Sarai. We met in my office in Clive. And it was really enjoyable, actually, to see all of your questions for Sarai and to pass those on to Allie. And I was able to relax in my body and just let Sarai speak through me. I listened to the recording after it was done and was really surprised by the fact that when I was channeling in trance mode, I could hear everything my body was saying, but I didn't really hear it until I listened back to it again. So I'm with you when you hear some of these things and you think, what in the world? That is so wonderful. That's so strange. Let's commit to opening our hearts to this idea. Everything that Spirit brings to us is something that we are ready for. They recognize that we are evolved so much that they can present us with new information and information that causes us to say, huh? What is that? What's that mean? They say we're ready for that. So give yourself permission to hear without judgment and to experience the magic. Here's this week's message, information from Sarai.
So everybody, I have Allie with me finally. First thing I have to admit to is I said her name wrong last week on the podcast because, yeah, that's who I am. I do that weird shit, so...
It's all good. No worries.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, though.
It's okay.
I just met you or anything.
I liked it. I've always wanted my name to be Allison, so it just fits.
Yeah, called you Allison last week, and it's...
You were thinking...
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. It's like...
It's all good.
Yeah, I'm really sorry.
No worries.
You're so nice. Anyway, everybody, we have Allie here, and I've been talking her up for the last... Well, since the opening of season two, and I love this person, by the way. She is one of my favorite people. And we know each other because we're both psychics.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who are growing your own ability, you know how important it is to have your tribe, and Allie's in my tribe. So I was really, really excited when Sarai said, hey, we're going to need somebody else to pose the questions, and this is who we want. And it was Allie.
Lo and behold, one who thinks she's an alien herself, so that's sweet.
Do you think you are an alien?
I do. I don't know why I... identify with it so much, but that's the best way to describe myself is that I'm an alien. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, some sort of star seed or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm a Pleiadian, but like
star seed.
Yeah. I don't know. Started seeing stuff in the sky. I mean, like, well, they're my people. Come get me.
Since you were little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've seen stuff in the sky.
Yep. Weird lights. Just weird lights, really. It's usually like a really big, bright light. And then I'll look away and I'll look back and it won't be there. And it's not a plane. It's nothing like that. So
it's
yeah.
Yeah.
And I have like really cool pictures from it. I mean, I don't know. I have a bunch of evidence on my phone seeing these things, but a lot of people just chalk it up like, oh, you're crazy. I might be crazy, but my phone's not crazy. You know what I mean? So,
well, and so many pictures and videos have been altered, it's hard for people to see something and say, oh, I believe that, because we've really, our culture's lied so much.
Right.
It's hard to get to the truth. So I actually feel like that's a reason why Sarai has come forward, I guess. I don't know how to say it, because they're going to answer a lot of questions and they're preparing us to know what it's like to work with them, because I know that they're, I don't know, going to be with us.
Right.
I guess I don't know in what capacity, but yeah. Do you ever think that you've had, I don't like the word abduction, but do you think you've ever spent more time with an extra or ultra-terrestrial and you just don't remember it in your conscious mind?
Yes, I do. I mean, I've done I don't even know what it's called. The HTPQ thing.
QHHT.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've done that.
So hypnotherapy, quantum hypnotherapy.
And the first time I did that, you know, I have it recorded on my phone and I don't remember any of the questions like personally, but I was answering. There's just a time in there where it's very apparent that something happened. And I don't want this to scare anybody, but like I talked about being like tied down, being looked at, like as if doctors were looking at me, but I couldn't make out faces. It was just like the silhouette of them. But it was just like a shadow silhouette. And they were just like asking around, like, and they were just looking at me, like trying to figure out what I am or something. And then the person that was doing it for me, he took me out of that setting because I think he could kind of tell that I was getting a little nervous or scared.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should ask Sarai.
Ooh, that's a really good one.
You know, I would think that they would have access to that. If not,
I would think so too. And I mean, I've had other really weird things happen.
Your whole life is weird.
It really is.
It is mine.
It really is. And I try to explain it the best way I can. Sometimes I just don't know how, but I mean, I've had a bunch of odd coincidences that aren't so much coincidences, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of, I guess maybe I should ask that. Was I abducted? Let me know.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
That's true.
They
could just say no.
Right. They're very open to all questions. I've noticed that working with them. They're so open and loving.
Yeah.
And so you're a gifted psychic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you do...
I guess there's a couple different things. I feel like some of my powers are to be determined a little bit with me because I'm still working on them. But I do call myself a psychic medium. I can connect with people on the other side. I've been doing a lot of kind of soul searching with that myself, being able, you know, to talk to my grandma, being validated that it was her. And like, you know, I don't get the question of like, does anyone on the other side have a question? I still need to explore that. But it's happened with me, with myself. Does that make sense?
Wait, say that again.
So like I've communicated with my grandmother that's passed away.
Sure.
But I have had one other incident where it was kind of, it was their grandma that passed away.
Oh.
And they wanted me to give, like, it was actually at my work. I felt like this real urge to go talk to this little girl that I had no idea,
mm-hmm.
got to know her, learned that she was actually leaving Amazon. And her grandma was like, you need to give her a gift basket. You need to give her a gift basket. So, I mean, I just did, you know, small little things. But then that's like the first time I've ever had someone else's family contact
speaking to you.
Right, right. I mean, I've had other incidences where I call them flashes, but like I would meet someone or go to their house and I would see like someone sitting in the chair. And then I would explain to that person like, hey, I'm not really like, this is just what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and they're like, that's grandpa.
Right. Well, that's my dad. It sounds like explaining my dad. And I'm like, oh, your dad's passed? Had no idea. So, I mean, it's things like that that I've...
Yeah, you're the real deal.
I guess.
If that's what you said.
but
well,
yeah.
You've done a lot of cool work with portals. And,
yeah.
I mean, you're my person that I can ask anything to and talk about anything and nothing's too weird. I love
right.
that about you.
I know. That's how I feel with you, too. It's just...
Yay.
It's so natural. It feels nice.
It's nice to have that validation with somebody else.
Right.
That
it really does.
There's so much about this existence that we don't know, and
right.
I love that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be kind of isolating when
right.
you don't have people to talk to.
It really
to about
can,
it.
Especially people that don't really support you, or like, you know, it's all woo woo.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you've got a really awesome partner too.
Yes, I do.
Lindsay.
Yes. Yeah.
And I do too, Ed. We're blessed in that too.
Yeah. Definitely very supportive and not like, oh, you're crazy. You know what I mean?
Not so, for this.
Yeah, you're not crazy. You're not crazy. She actually was the one that brought me to you.
Yeah, I think so.
You know?
That's
she was the one
that
was like, I don't think you're crazy. I think you're psychic. And I'm like,
yeah.
wait, huh? Never
oh,
heard
yeah.
that word before or like even thought about it. So
look where you are now.
I know. I know.
Okay, I think we should. Oh, I'm a little nervous because I haven't done it this way before. I usually sit with a question, then get into channeling mode, and they speak through me while I hit record. So this is new for me, everybody. So Allie has the questions submitted by some listeners, and we might go off book a little bit. So I'm going to go into kind of like trance mode, and because I don't have to break out and read my own questions, which is really nice. You know, Allie's not turning into like host. She's still maintaining psychic. So she's going to feel some things and ask questions and be herself too. But that's going to be our process. So remember, if you have questions for Sarai, email me at theangelcounselor@gmail.com and we will give them to the group. And I can feel them. They've been with me all day. It feels so good. And I think we're ready. So all right.
I'll try not to look at you.
It's okay. I'm just going to look down like
okay.
I always do when I'm in trance. So, okay, I'm ready.
This is a question from a listener named Beth. I was a little confused when the light code download you gave in season 2, episode 1, included numbers. What are light codes and why did that particular code include numbers?
We thank you for your question. Our summary of light code is a series of sounds and vibrations that we offer to you that awaken ability that you already have within you. And this ability throughout your incarnations has been hidden or muted. And by giving you codes that are audible, we are able to wake up this ability in you so you can live a more complete existence as the intuitive that you are created to be. Light codes are light codes because they are made of light. They are made of the highest energy. And your eyes, if possible, would see these codes as a light form, a bright white light. Sometimes the light codes will be a ringing in your ear and they come automatically. Sometimes the light codes are offered as a symbol while you sleep. The light codes that we will sometimes offer in this podcast will be as we're offering one right now. You have just received a light code. Through the words that we have chosen to speak, by utilizing the pauses and vowels and consonants through Rachel's voice. Because you are a number-oriented society, we will sometimes utilize numbers as a way to qualify or quantify a certain type of light code as it downloads into your system. And occasionally, the distance between the numbers will interact with your spinal cord system, allowing the energy between the spinal cord to stretch and become pliable, releasing data you may be holding from other existences and cleaning out old programming that no longer serves you.
So, are you what people see, like pilots in planes who see certain spaceships or lights that have been seen in the sky? What do you look like?
We look like many things. There are several of us from several different dimension and universe and places. And so sometimes we have been seen in a craft hovering above. We cannot come too close to the Earth because our vibrational frequency is not in alignment. And the Earth would not be able to sustain our high vibrational frequency. In other words, we would hurt the land and the inhabitants, and we would never want to do that. In return, our beings cannot exist on your planet for very long at all because there is such a difference in vibrational frequency. And so sometimes we hover above, and you have seen those crafts sometimes in your theatrics, movies, and examples. Producers, artists have created crafts that, yes, are similar because they have been seen in actuality and then recreated. We also appear as what you call the grays, the grays. Grays are small, alien-looking beings that have been created in our realm. These beings can be on your planet for a longer duration because they do not possess the same frequency as the light masters. The light masters are the leaders. They are the light beings. They are angelic in form, ultra-terrestrial. The grays were created to be the runners, the doers, and they have been captured and autopsied, photographed before. We also appear as flashes of lights, falling stars, owls. We often take the form of animals, sometimes in the blink of an eye, because if you were to see us, it would be too much data for your brain to take in one moment, and so we appear in a way that makes sense to your consciousness. An owl, a blackbird. We also have taken human form and currently are in human form. There are hybrids, star seeds, Allie, star seeds that are incarnate, that are partial ultra-terrestrial and partial human. So, you see, we come in many forms.
Did you help build the pyramids?
Yes, we helped build pyramids using sound frequency. Sound frequency. Pyramids are precious to our history, but Sarai is made up of a constituent, a council, a several melting together of several different types or, say, origins of ultra-terrestrials. And those who helped to create the pyramids are a certain type of ultra-terrestrials, or we would say extraterrestrials, because they are from a slightly lower realm. And yes, they were involved in creating the stone cutting and movement through sound frequency.
How do we know you are present? Do we see you?
It is not important for us to be seen. In fact, we wish not to be seen until the time is right. There are select few on this earth who we have had consistent visits with throughout their life. And these visits also remain undetected. These are not abductions, these are visits. And we watch these certain people and place, searching for word, place device, small device, energetic, silver-like device beneath the skin, sometimes resting beneath two bones, in between two bones, therefore not seen by MRI. That will allow us to sometimes keep track of, but more likely use as communicators with the humankind that we have been watching as collaboration when it's time for us to walk among the human race in fluidity. You may know we are around in vibrational frequency form, not as a vision, but as an overwhelming sense of love. And words that are not yours and not of your angels speaking directly into your mind. This is not the same as channeling. This is not the same as interpretation. This is what we are doing right now with Rachel. Although she is out loud, this would be in your mind. And so when you ask to see us, because we hear that you ask to see us, we do hear you, and our response is, we will be there as it is appropriate.
Can I interject real quick? This is Allie speaking. Are the two things that you talked about, not being detected from an MRI, does that have anything to do with the coronavirus?
Coronavirus scanning. No, coronavirus not created by terrestrials, but created by man.
All right, sorry. I just had to ask there. We'll go back to the questions from Anne. Are you spirits, but just spirits from a different plane or level?
That is correct. We are spirit as you are spirit. We are part of what you have called the consciousness, the one. We are part of that communion, that existence, the same as you. Yes, we are spirit, and when necessary, we take on physical form, just like you do when you become a baby. Yes, we are spirit. We are in an alternate dimension, so we are not easily visible like the door or chair in front of you. Our vibrational frequency is different than yours, as such, we can be right in front of you, but because we vibrate differently, you cannot see us. If you were to speed up your vibrational frequency to our level, you would see us, and vice versa.
How long have you been coming here?
No time. Okay, this is Rachel. I can see them huddling. And there seems to be kind of a switching of the guard here. There's some other beings coming in. The new being coming in has some actual human features. I feel like that's being created for me. I don't know that there are actual features that are human like ours, except the fingers are very, very long. And I think they're coming back to speak, so I'll get out of the way here. Could you repeat the question, Allie?
How long have you been coming here?
It is not the question that we can answer. We began coming here before Big Bang. We are planters of life. You are misguided in the belief that you are supreme life. There is other life and always have been. And life sometimes is a cell or an atom. And we have been the planters and the observers, the watchers, since before creation. We are part of creation. We are part of Source. No time attached. There is no time. But yes, always, we are of infinity.
At this point, Allie and I took a short break before we recorded more transmissions from Sarai for next week's episode. I'm excited to share that with you. I noticed as we were closing down the communication for a few minutes, I was exhaling and taking a break in my chair, and so were they. Working with angels, I am so used to their very pronounced, consistent energy. They are not affected by exhaustion. They don't get exhausted. And these beings were getting tired. I'm realizing that working with the collective called Sarai, even though they do include angels, I learned that this last week, angels are a part of Sarai, which I love. The angelic constituency in Sarai does not get tired, but the parts of Sarai that are the light masters, they don't get tired. But there are members of the council that in their existence feel like you and me. They're normal beings who have a very special spiritual job. And they signed up for whatever they call this on their end, a focus group, a transmission group. I don't know what they call it on their end, but they just seem like regular beings that are different in form than us, but made of the same love and desire to help each other. So yeah, I saw them get tired and lean back and take a break, and I thought that was really neat. I am excited to hear more questions that you have for Sarai, and they let me know that for as long as we want, we can ask them questions about who they are, where they're from, what they look like. They love that. That's fine. Their point in being here is to answer questions we have about New Earth, about our evolution, about how to grow into our best version of this earth place that we have designed and created. And often, how to right the ship. They say we're not experiencing a Titanic moment. No, but we do have cause for redirection. So I encourage you, as you think of your questions for Sarai, ask them questions about what we're supposed to know. What are we supposed to do? Ask about the state of things in this world. What do they know? And what advice do they have for us as collaborators in this healing journey? If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can find me on my website, rachelcorpus.com. You can email questions to Sarai by emailing me at theangelcounselor@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram by searching Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator. And of course, you can download the free MindBody Spirit FM app on your Android or Apple device, or go to the mindbodyspirit.fm website. And of course, you can listen to all the archived episode of Angel Talk and all the other shows that can really aid you on your spiritual journey. It's a really amazing network. You'll find what you're looking for there. Remember, remember, you are loved. I love you. See you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with Rachel Corpus. To learn more or to contact Rachel, visit rachelcorpus.com.
Do you ever feel that calling that you should be doing more with your life? If you're unhappy with the status quo, I can help. My name is Elias Patras, and I'm an intuitive motivator, psychic medium, and motivational speaker. I know that feeling, and on my podcast, Your Inner Voice, I can help you answer that call to step into your life's purpose. I will show you how to recognize and listen to the signs and signals that are all around us and help you tap into your intuition. Join me for the show here on the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's connect, educate, and grow on this journey together.